He rained down meat on them like dust, flying birds like the sand on the seashore. Today's scripture is Psalms 78:27.
Heavenly Father, teach me today that the root of sin lies in going my own way and doing my own will. Help me be content with the manna of your presence so that I will not whine for more than what you've already provided. Lord, you are so gracious and loving to me, and I submit my way to your holy way, Father. Amen.
When the Israelites whined for meat, they ended up knee-deep in quail. Today, think about it. We need to be careful what we whine and complain about from God, or we might get it.
Today's action. Read Exodus chapter 16, and as you do, place yourself mentally in the camp with the Israelites. God provides sufficiently for us each day. If we begin hoarding things, it displaces our trust in Him. How that must break his heart. Today's treasure is found in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. And I said, I pray, Lord of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments, please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we've sinned against you. Both my father's house and I have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you, and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, nor the ordinances which you commanded your servant Moses. Remember, I pray, the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you are faithful, I will scatter you. Unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though some of you were cast out to the farthest part of the heavens, yet I will gather you from there and bring them to the place that I have chosen as a dwelling for my name.
It's an old pastor's joke. Be careful what you pray for. We need to, because God has a great sense of humor. A few years ago, I prayed for the Lord to slow things down so I could spend more time with Him. I just wanted to spend more time. Within a week after praying that, our business came to an end. No work, nothing. And we went 6 months without any income. We had to learn to trust in God. Then one day, my lovely wife went into the prayer chapel and prayed, Lord, we're going down if you don't take care of us. Before she could open the door, the phone rang, and we had a new contract and work. But God's faithful sometimes to answer us in ways we truly don't want. But we can learn if we'll just let Him teach us.